Internship is a process. Graduate placement is the solution. Hi, I'm Thompson Kumakubela from the South African Council for Graduates, SAGRA. We're delighted to offer you, with Rinus Leroux, the Workplace Career Readiness Program.
Thank you for this opportunity. Hi, I'm Rinus, and I've got an important question. What's your passion, and do you have ethics? What's your passion, and do you have ethics? Mr. Makubela, my question to you is, do you think it's important to find your unique passion in life, or should you just have passion for work in general? So is there value in finding that unique passion, your unique passion in the workplace?
Thank you and welcome back. We are back at this very important part of giving motivation and chiseling the character of our graduates that are placed in different workplaces. We are sending them as graduates. We're sending them to the workplace to be able to add value while they are learning. They are learning to secure work experience, but also much more importantly, to become competent. When you speak about finding your passion, it is very important. Passion is really what you believe in, is really what you are able to do with love. It's something you are able to do without even being paid. Passion that you have for your work as an intern, it's something that goes beyond your job description. Your supervisor, your employer, that is something they should be able to pick up right from the beginning. As you walk towards the door, as you sit on a chair, as you interact with your peers and your colleagues, they are able to pick if this person has got passion or not. So we're saying it is very important that you show passion. Passion oftentimes is confused when people say, I've got energy. You can have energy, but you may not have passion. So we are urging you as our graduates, as our interns placed by the South African Council for Graduates, in the workplace where you go, display level of passion that is superior, that is guided by what I call the internal compass of success, the internal compass of resilience. Passion is what will help you to grow and climb the ladder. And I'm equally happy with your second part of the question, talking about work ethic. Work ethic talks about the moral compass of being honest, of displaying an attitude of being trusted by your employer when you are not even being watched. It is an aspect of integrity that you do not cut corners. You are able to forge forward with your work where you don't know, you do say that you do not know. Where you realize that we are falling short, you research. It is not only going to your supervisor to ask for help, but before you go to ask for help, by displaying high levels of work ethic, you strive to deliver work of high outcome and superior achievement. So I'm asking you again as our graduates, for the company to become productive, you've got to become the ambassador of high work ethics. And to have high work ethics, we require the following three things. Number one, is to be able to know what is required of you. Are you able to measure the outcome that you've been given? Secondly, how long is it going to take you to deliver on the work that you've been assigned? How much resources are required for you to do the work that you've been given? It doesn't matter. Be it you are a finance, electrical engineering, a mechanical engineering, a business graduate, all that it says is that work ethics are important for you to be able to achieve the work you've been assigned and deliver it in good time with less resources. Finally, to provide an accurate reporting on how you went about delivering on your work. When you do report, when you provide an insight, a report that has got findings, that has got recommendations, that has got a conclusion, it gives your supervisor and your employer that you know exactly what you are doing and you went to university or college to acquire education, which today you are privileged and you are grateful to have an opportunity to implement. That for me is what we talk about when you say work ethic. People who are able to deliver more than what they are required. People who give companies a very good return on the investment they've made in giving the supervision, in ensuring that they employed in turn has the required resources to deliver on the work, but also they are able to receive their stipend from the SAGRA. I thank you.
Wow, that's a mouthful. Thank you very much, Mr. Makubela. I would like to share with you, and if you think about what you've just said, link it up to the little story I want to tell you. While I was at university, I had the opportunity to study psychology, and one of my subjects was ethics. And it's a very difficult subject because it changes and it's different, and it's actually a bit boring. But we had an amazing professor, and for the exam he came in and he said to us, "You're in your third year and you're now going to write your test, your semester test on ethics." He said, "Let me hand out the papers," and he handed them out. He asked, "Any questions?" No questions. He handed out the answering sheets. He said, "Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Would the last person please bring the papers to my home? And I live in number 5 or number 10 Tom Street." And he got onto his bicycle and he left. Needless to tell you, with about 100 or 150 young students who didn't study enough, the books came out and they were writing and they were going absolutely mad. I watched this and I thought, well, there must be something to this. I didn't cheat. I took the papers at the end of the session and I got onto my little motorbike and I went to the professor's house. I handed him the papers. I said to him, "Prof, here are your papers." He said, "Thank you, Renus." I said to him, "Sir, I have to tell you something." He smiled, "Yes. What do you want to tell me?" I said, "Sir, do you know there were people in that class that was unethical, that they were cheating?" And he said to me, "Do you know what, Renus? If you cheat in ethics, you fail. There is no mark that will get you ethics. It is in the practice. You either are ethical or you're not. If you took out your paper, you failed ethics, even if you got 100% for it." It was a massive lesson to me. And I want to conclude by telling you this. A few years ago, I lost my wife to cancer. And in the midst of all of this, somebody phoned me and said to me, "Listen, I can help." I said, "How can I help?" He said, "I've got a liver." My wife had liver cancer. I said to him, "How can you help?" He said, "Do you have 500,000 to buy the liver?" I said, "I do." And for a second time in my life, I was faced with the ethical problem. I didn't know where the liver would come from. I didn't buy the liver. She passed. But I am grateful that I can sit here today and say, for most times in my life, I've really lived the ethical life. And you graduates, wherever you are, there will come things in your path. There will come opportunities to be unethical. There will come opportunities to hide your passion. Don't. Always step up and be the passionate, ethical person. And you will always be wanted in the job force. And you will always have a high-paid, respectful job.
Thank you for that example that you've shared. And may your late wife's soul rest in peace. That example goes really to the core of our work. We are sending young people to the world of work. We're sending them, as you said, there's no mark for ethics. There won't be any marks that we'll get for that. There is no mark for doing what is right. But it always keeps you in the job. Or if it doesn't keep you in that particular employer, depending on their values, if they've got a value of morality or ethics or not, it will take you to your next best job. So always remember you've got a choice, you've got an option. Never think as a graduate that whenever you are put to the corner, you are between a rock and a hard place. You do not. You are between the hard place and your choices. And you've got multiple choices. Choose well. I urge you, as Rinas Leroux has said, live a life that is pleasing, that you'll be proud of in the future. Most of the choices and the decisions we make today don't actually surface today. They surface long after you have left that particular employer. But it forms the basis of your character. It forms the DNA of your decisions. So I wish you well, and we trust that these sessions, they are helping you, because they are part, as I've said at the beginning, we are chiseling out the right graduate, a graduate who will go out not only in South Africa, but all over the world and found to be employable. I thank you.